Oh boy, says we're ready to go live. Maybe we're going live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV. Hopefully sounding a bit better than we did yesterday outside with internet issues, wind issues, all sorts of issues. Trying to allay some of those fears by coming inside. Don't get the great vista that is Lambeau, but I'm telling you what, this time of day, the sun without the cloud cover, it's absolutely insane. Big B, what's up, buddy? I'm asking some good questions today, boys and gals. Legless, that's what I like to hear. Joey, what's up? Aaron, blink twice if Jordan Love was starting at quarterback. I cannot say either way. The new restrictions from Packers PR put on us not a half hour before we stepped onto the bleachers for practice. That's right. We can't report about who's running with the ones, twos, or threes, personnel groupings, mixing, matching, etc. Much to the consternation of fans and media members everywhere. As I wrote in my camp notes, on the one hand, I get it. It's a very weird offseason. They've got this truncated version of camp. There's no preseason games. There's no tape of their team. So the only way teams are going to be able to monitor whoever it is that they may be interested in, maybe the Packers cut them, maybe they can trade for them, etc., is by perusing media reports. And I get Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur want to button that up. But on the other hand, really, really, I mean, you love to bathe in the fact that you are the, quote, only fan-owned professional franchise, unquote, and then restrict the access to the fans who literally support your team. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a double-edged sword, I guess. Brent, hey, Aaron, is this going to be Josh Jackson's year? It's still so early, but the early returns are very good. Is this a Josh Jackson redemption year story? We'll see. It was the title of my video this morning, and he had another good practice today. Very sticky coverage, man and zone, any wide receiver, whether it was Davante Adams or somebody fighting to make the squad. There's a couple really good practices from Jackson. So it's too early to get too excited about it yet, but you'll do definitely like what you see. Saul, thanks for the super chat. Packer secondary has the potential to be a top 10, top five group. I mean, that's that word, right? Potential. It's one of the very first podcasts Corey and I ever did. Was back in 2007, I think it was, Brett Favre talking about the potential of that team. And you look at the end of the year, they ended up in the NFC Championship game where no one thought they were going to be. It's about harnessing that potential. And the Packers secondary certainly has it in spades. There's zero doubt about that. Oh, here we go. Legless Spang, thanks for the super chat. Packers up for trading Lindsley within the next 6 months if one of the rookies stand out? I've said this repeatedly, and I'll keep saying it. I'd be absolutely shocked if they actively moved him. Now, would they be up for it in your parlance if a team called? I'm sure they would listen to offers, but I tend to think they're going to want to keep him around for the full season. Maybe they get something for him, but I doubt it's going to be much more than what they would get if he hits free agency and they get a comp pick for him. So if that is the case, which it most likely will be, it makes a lot more sense to keep a really good football player on your team for the full season. Can you say anything about injuries you see during practice? Okay, they're not in their office. Matt LaFleur's office is literally right across the street. Not really. We saw pretty much the lengths of what we're able to talk about and or tweet about this afternoon when Devontae went down. Devontae did go down. Aaron Rodgers threw it up into double coverage. Amos picked it off. Devontae laid on the ground, kind of head down like that for a good minute or two, then laid down. Nate Weir went out there, was looking at him. Devontae got up, limped to the sideline. They looked at him a little bit more, and then he limped into the Hudson Center. A little while longer, came back out, observed the rest of teamwork, and then started jogging the width of the field. And that's when I saw him. And, you know, he gave me a thumbs up and I said, that's enough of that, as a joke, just jokingly saying, don't get hurt again. And then, you know, he said, we good. Don't worry. And then he participated in the rest of the walkthrough version of practice. So sounds like he's okay. But that is the way we can tell it. We're not allowed to go into much more than that. I can't tell you. I had people asking about the severity of the limp. I I ain't a literary agent up in here. Adam, thanks for the super chat. Nice to start and end the day with updates from you. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Cheesehead TV. Go Pack, go. Adam, that really means a lot. Thank you so much. And thanks for the support with the super chat. That really means a lot, buddy. Jared, thanks for the super chat. Is Boyle a lock at QB2? Go Pack, go. Man, I'm not going to sit here four practices in and say he's a lock, but he's damn close. It would be an absolute shock. Now, we've seen it happen. We've seen guys suddenly, whatever, light comes on, whatever, the game slows down for them, they put it all together. Maybe Jordan Love does that at some point over the next 3 weeks. I would be completely shocked, though, considering he hasn't had an offseason. He hasn't been on the field until 3 days ago with this team. I think, yeah, that you add it all up, especially how clear it is that he is swimming. He's thinking a lot. He's trying to do a lot out there. Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, yes, he's as close to a lock as you can get. But you always leave that sliver of maybe you never know. Riley, thanks for the super chat. I'm ready for football, and I believe that the Packers have tools they need to win the Super Bowl. I very much agree. Look, I mean, everyone wants to talk about this year's draft class and they didn't draft this and what are they going to do with that, blah, blah, blah. The story of this season is going to be told by last year's draft class. Guys like Darnell Savage, Rashawn Gary, Jay Sternberger, maturing, developing, becoming legit contributors to this team. Those are the guys that are going to tell the story of this squad. If we get nothing from them or nothing more than we saw last year, they have the potential to win a lot of games. But if they get true development from those guys, they are a Super Bowl contender. That's the biggest difference in my eyes. Oh. Super Bowl 9-7. Gary, you can win the Super Bowl going 9-7. Look at the USA Today. Their predictions today have the Packers being 9-7, yet winning their division. Doesn't matter as long as you get in the dance, man. They won as a wild card back in 2010. Just get in the dance. It's all that matters. I've said all summer, they'll most likely have a worse record and be a better team. It's not about who you play. It's when you play them and how you're playing. Legless, thanks again. You ever ate the Reuben rolls at St. Brendan's Inn? Delicious. How does Runyon look? Legless, I have not tried the rolls. I have been to that establishment in the past. I haven't been there this trip. And Runyon looks good. He's gotten some, I guess I won't say surprising, but some snaps at center. But overall, I haven't seen a ton of the second and third string line work. Been pretty focused on the 11-on-11 starters with so little time to go in this camp. I'm pretty much going to be focused, not exclusively, but a lot of the time on the starting groups. Why doesn't the league just implement a league-wide rule about fans in the stands so everyone is on the same playing field, not some teams with fans, some not? Man, it's like states' rights. No, I'm not going to get political. Man, I'm with you. It makes a world of sense. But, you know, it is 32 owners. And they're 31, because I probably wouldn't put Mark Murphy in that company. But it is 31 megalomaniac billionaire owners all want to have their say. And they make the rules. You know, it's not like Roger Goodell can go, excuse me, gentlemen, shut up. That's every NFL meeting with Roger, probably. William, thanks for the super chat. Talk to me about the future of the O-line. Lots of moving and shaking with Bulaga gone and the ugliest Kardashian, love D-back soon to become a free agent. William, I wouldn't worry about Bakhtiari becoming a free agent. I'll be absolutely shocked if they let him go. If push comes to shove, they would most likely use the franchise tag to make sure he sticks around. I don't think it's going to come to that. But as far as the future of the O-line, I mean, I think the one obvious move that's most likely going to happen if things play out as they, you know, kind of set up. I would think Corey Linsley probably does hit free agency, although my buddy Pete Doherty trying to put a bug in my ear about, you teams like to keep good centers around. So maybe. But given what they've drafted this season, coupled with how Lucas Patrick has looked at center, not to mention we saw Elton Jenkins getting snaps at center yesterday when Corey was out, I got to think Corey's probably going to be allowed to walk. I think that's the one obvious move. Now, as for the future of the right side, I think Lane's got a good shot of winning that job at right guard. Billy Turner seems to be kind of the leader in the clubhouse, so to speak, at right tackle, although he's obviously rotating with Wagner. And you know what? I'm probably going to get sniped right now just for talking about depth chart stuff. Let's see what else we got. Thoughts on the Packers handcuffing the media, so to speak. Duke, I talked about it at the beginning of the stream. I won't belabor it. I think people know where I stand. Like, I get it from a coaching aspect, GM wanting to limit information from outside teams. Their only source is going to be media reports. But ultimately, I think it's a bit of overkill, really. And I think coaches and GMs never shy away from, or certain types of coaches never shy away from any chance they have to button things up and keep things in-house. CHF, I think I missed your super chat. Hold on. Oh, Patrick, thank you for your super chat. Don't forget to like this video. Go Pack Go. Thank you, sir. Yes. William, CHF. Where did I, or is, are you on the bottom? Sorry, guys. I don't want to miss any super chats. Maybe I did get that one. Sorry, guys. Just give me 2 seconds. I guess I did get it. All right. But I do have another one that I have to get to. Todd, thanks for the super chat. Who is the most impressive player so far who wasn't a starter last year? Josh Jackson. It's not even close. It's night and day. I think Robert Tonyan certainly is in that mix as far as looking, having a really strong start to camp. You know, wasn't a starter per se, but he was used a lot in those two tight end sets early on in camp and the year last year. We heard from him today in availability, talked a lot about his injury and trying to come back from it, etc. But yeah, for me, it's definitely Josh Jackson. I don't think there's any question. Eric, thanks for the super chat. How does Josh Jackson fit in this defense? That's a very good question. You got to think, with the amount of dime they like to play, he'll see the field a lot if he keeps this up. I would think they would keep him on the perimeter, although they did kick him inside a couple times today. But I think they'll mix and match depending on the opponent, depending on whatever versatility they think their different skill sets provide them with whatever scouting report is coming their way that week. I would tend to think they'll use him mostly, say, in dime perimeter opposite King with Jair kicking inside. But that's just guesswork on my part. We'll see. Extra cheese is calming for the soul. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad to be your balm. I don't need to know the depth chart stuff. It's going to help my team win. That's a healthy attitude, Krista. No doubt about it. Is John Runyon Jr. any good? Billy, getting straight out. Those are the questions I like. Straight to the point. So far, he looks the part. I mean, he's not out there mauling people or anything, but it's his first 4 days of being a professional in a practice setting. But yeah, so far, you haven't seen anything that makes you go, ooh. This might not be a guy, but yeah, no, so far so good. Does Holman matter? All players matter. All players have value. You know where I learned that? Football guys. Even though they're a fantasy site, they got really good, smart stuff to say sometimes, almost all the time. All players matter. All players have value. Holman's no different. He hasn't been getting a ton of reps with the first unit, but he's biding his time. He's looking good. And the chances he's gotten, he hasn't stood out in a bad way. We'll see how he continues to develop. Which undrafted free agent has stood out the most? Got to be honest, not a one. And I was really pulling for my guy Tippa, but nobody. And it's not, I don't think, so much that they haven't really shown. They just haven't really had an opportunity. It's the nature of this kind of camp where they've only got a very limited time. Like I said, I've really just been kind of focused on the frontline guys, the one-on-ones, or the ones-on-ones, 11 versus 11, some of the one-on-one stuff. But a lot of the second and third team stuff has been happening down on the other end. They've been mixing some guys in. Rashawn Gary just absolutely destroyed some poor undrafted free agent tackle today. Guy had a almost horse collar carry. But they're just not getting a ton of work with the front line. So it's really hard to determine. When you first saw Jason Spriggs, was it clear he wasn't going to be very good? I don't think it was very clear, but you know, he didn't jump out in any way, shape, or form. Anything on Begleton? He was out there, Samuel. That's all I got for you. He looks good. Smooth hands. Hasn't got a bunch of opportunities that I've seen, but he's in the mix. But it's mostly been a lot of EQ, Kumaro, and, you know, Lazard. Those have been the three guys really rotating behind Davante Adams so far. Jared, thanks for the super chat. Dylan over Williams, what's Jackson's upside?
Ooh, the twofer.
Dylan over Williams, eventually, not right away. Probably next year, not this year. What's Jackson's upside? I mean, hell, there was talk of first-round pick. You know, he was going to be the best corner out of that draft class, et cetera. And then he fell to the second round. Concerns about his athleticism, his speed, et cetera. Man, the upside, the ceiling is, I mean, a damn good starting perimeter corner. Outside of that, it's really up to him. It's how consistent he can be. Legless, can you tell Big B that Williams is not the GOAT? Legless, Jamal Williams is the GOAT. The GOAT! That's for you, Big B. Love you, buddy. All right, guys, I got time for one or two more, and then I got to get ready for the big Cheesehead TV Patreon Zoom happy hour. That's right, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a hoot. Aaron Jones and Dylan in the backfield together. Whoo, Antoine, you're telling me. Tell us about Tim Williams. I tell you what, Tim's gotten a bunch of reps with the ones because Zadarius has been out. He looks the part. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to like light the league on fire or anything, but he is not overmatched. He's not getting washed out on run plays. And he's got some slipperiness to him when he's rushing the passer. Again, like it's very early, but yeah, I like what they have there so far. I mean, let's see when we get into more of a scrimmage situation, which should be happening tomorrow morning in Lambeau Field. That's right, I'll be there. Practice starts, I believe, at 10:10, a little earlier than the last couple. So make sure you're ready for that. I'll have Packers Daily beforehand. Make sure you keep it here for all the latest. Thank you so much for all the support. Please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. And it's not too late. If you want to join Patreon, happy hour coming up at 6 p.m. Head over there, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.